This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we have considered the devastating moral regression promised in Romans 1 when men suppress the truth about God, there is a troubling phrase that I want us to look at. It is found three times in verses 24, 26, and 28. God gave them over. Each time this is said, it is followed by a more devastating moral regression in behavior and attitude. What is meant when it declares that when men suppress the truth, God gives them over to increasingly devastating moral regression? Since God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, according to James 1:13, it's clear that he is not forcing the consequences described. He restrains evil and evil consequences. This is stated in 2 Thessalonians 2:7. But if we freely choose to turn from God to our own devices, he will back away some and withdraw his restraining power. He will not fully withdraw at first. His desire is for you to see the folly of your rebellion and repent. If you arrogantly continue to go your own way, he will withdraw his restraint some more. The intensifying degradation should convince us to repent and plead for his grace. But if we persist in our rebellion, God honors our freedom by giving us over to what we want. It's not what he wants for us, but he will not force himself on us. His judgment is to allow you to experience the devastating consequences of your own rebellious attitude and acts. Though there is hope offered while you are alive, there is coming a day when he will seal your choice and the consequences thereof.